This is CliffCentral.com.
What a year it's been, man. Well, I don't know about you, but I really feel really special to be here at this point in time. You know, time is very valuable, and let's not take it for granted. Not a lot of people made it to this day, you know. This is the last day of the year, going to a new year. Some people have left us. Some people have joined us here on planet Earth. I have to say, this is really, I'm having the time of my life here on planet Earth. I don't know about you. It's been a great year. And I will confess, you know, I will confess that the years are becoming better and better as I'm growing as a person, as a human being, making better choices in my life, you know, because I think that's also one of the beauties in life, just being able to make decisions, having the freedom to make a choice. Or should I just say, we are lucky to be in a country that allows that, because I've read a couple of headlines where in most parts, well, in some parts in the world where it's not so easy to be you. I can't imagine being anywhere else but here in South Africa. Let's face it, we do have our ups and we do have our downs. But at the end of the day, when you think about it, I'd say we've had more downs than ups. I don't know, because I think that's really up for debate, because at the end of the day, it's up to the media. What do they want to share with the world? What messages do they want to put out there? And talking about the media, welcome to the biggest platform on the internet for the content you want. Yes, it is Cliff Central. And today I'll be talking about, well, and today we'll just be celebrating the greatest conversations that we've had this year, 2015, as we count down. And on the side, we'll also be counting down some of the biggest 10 tracks that got us through the year, that got us through the year here on Cliff Central. So have a look out for that. But the point of today's conversation, as you sit there and I am here and we doing this whole radio thing, is that I really just want to relive the moments, recapture some of the great golden conversations. Cliff Central moments is what I like to call it. Let's just reflect back and celebrate what is Cliff Central and celebrate great content. So I don't know how well you know this guy called Cliff Central. You know, I've come to know Cliff Central as a guy, as a human being. Well, we all know he's not a human being, but I consider Cliff Central to be a being, because sometimes when I'm thinking and I think that, what if Cliff Central was a human being? You know, I think he or she or it these days, transvestites, where are my transvestites at? No, I'm joking. So I think that Cliff Central is just a pool of knowledge. We talk about everything here on Cliff Central: fashion, health, sports, celebrity news, current affairs, motivational, lifestyle, business, comedy, religion. I mean, it's crazy. It's mad. It's like Cliff Central is just one big encyclopedia. We like to think of ourselves as the best content hub here in Africa. And I think we're not very far from that. I mean, the station is only 2 years old, and so far we have over 5 million podcast downloads. I mean, that is remarkable. Isn't that remarkable? That is remarkable, you know. But now, you know, this is the question I've asked myself about how this whole Cliff Central thing began. Who was that person who woke up and said, you know what? Cliff Central. I don't know if it's Gareth or Rena. I'm not really sure. I just still need to find that out, because I don't think they both woke up on the same day and said, hey, let's Cliff Central. There must have been the route, you know, and what encouraged that route. Well, that's another backstory. And I'm sure if you go on our website, cliffcentral.com, and you go under About Us, you can find out more information about Cliff Central. But like I said, it's been great. Great conversations. We've had some of the best guests in the house. I've had the privilege to be in the same room as the former president, Kgalema Motlanthe. I've had the privilege of producing a show for someone like DJ Spoo. I've just really lived a privileged life, and I won't forget this one. I've had the privilege of being in the same studio with the lady who's getting an expanded orgasm. If you missed that show, this is the show for you today. We will be recapturing, reliving some of the moments that we did experience here on Cliff Central. I know as a listener, you must have like your favorite shows already here on Cliff. You should have some of your presenters, some of your favorite features. So I would appreciate some interaction from you. Just let us know what you think, what you're missing, and what more can we do as a station to serve you? Because I think at the end of the day, that's why we are here. We are here for the listener. You know, the golden rule about radio is it's for the listener. It's not about you. At the end of the day, what does the listener want? And that's the beauty here on Cliff Central. If you just go on our websites and you look at our shows and podcasts overview, I bet you two podcasts that you will find something for you. Well, not even just for you, but for you, a friend, and your friend's aunt. There's everything here for you. But on the other hand, we've had some serious, serious conversations to the point where, as someone who's working behind the scenes, maybe, or just around in the building, and you find yourself tuned into a guest and whatever they're saying or whatever they're talking about, and they just encapsulate you with their story, what they've gone through, what they've done. I remember a story of a lady. She's quite popular. You know, that's the great thing also about Cliff Central is that you're not popular these days until you've been here and you've signed our wall of fame. Yes, listener, if you come here to offices, the first thing you'll see is a wall full of signatures, influential people, people you know about, people that will make moves in 2016. You are logged into the right place. There's so many stories that I could share with you. But these are a few that are just coming up to my head right now. These are just moments that we are recapturing and reliving. And between that, we'll be playing a couple of jams, songs that got us through the year, compliments of the Cliff Central playlist. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Join us for the sexiest VIP party at Madison Avenue, Santon's newest nightclub. Cliff Central's taking over the VIP area, so join us as our special VIP and start 2016 on the right note. General admission is 200 Rand, but our exclusive VIP party together with Absolute Vodka is 500 Rand, which includes great music with me, Gareth Cliff O'Neill, Miss Prue and the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Book now for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to CliffCentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. Be Absolute and rock into 2016 with us.
This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Wasn't that just beautiful? I know that's just one of the songs when we load it on the playlist and the presenter knows we're going to play that song. Just become so happy. And it's all a big party in here. At this point in time, I would really like to thank you, the listener, or should I say the friend, because we've come to know Cliff Central as a being, you know, a pool of knowledge. Our go-to guy for whatever story breaks, you know, you can find it here on Cliff Central. I mean, it is the place to be. Some of the biggest celebs in the country know that this is the place to be. Tumisho Masha, Trevor Kumbi, Casper De Vries, Timothy Maurice, DJ Spoo, O'Neill, Brent Lindekue, Mark Bland. Let me tell you about Mark Bland quickly. He's a podcaster from the United States. He's been podcasting for the past few years now. And he came across our platform and said, hey, why not? I'd love to have some of my stuff here on Cliff Central and be a part of the family. So now we are international. You know, we've always been international, but I think it's really encouraging when people from outside or overseas come across your platform and want to become a part of it. And I've listened to most of the episodes of The Cue, Mark Bland, and I will say it's very different radio, but it's radio like I've always imagined. Very authentic. I think that's probably why you as the listener or the friend of Cliff Central like this platform so much, because you can sense that it's really an authentic platform, station, whatever you want to call it. Cliff Central is what you make it, I guess, at the end of the day. Most of the comments I hear is that from our friends, listening friends, call it that, is that they feel much more clever. They feel more intelligent after listening to a show like Looking Up, which is hosted by the one of the greatest professors here in SA, David Block. Just look up his stuff on Amazon. Just Google David Block. You know, very peculiar, nutty professor. Well, not nutty, but he's a very different guy. I love his sense of humor. So do you try check out that show if you are into the galaxy and motivation and just being a positive being. I know the professor will do wonders for you. We also have Hlubimboya. You know, Hlubimboya, one of SA's best leading actresses. Loiso Bala, we know Mr. Religious. Amen, hallelujah. It's the open book with Loiso Bala, where it's, you know, this is what I love about the open book, is just simply the name of the show. It's the open book. It's like a canvas, and we can just put whatever we want on it. And I know Loiso has discussed a few... I know Luis has tackled a few conversations that not many religious shows would dare to talk about. And I know when he brings in his guests, it's guests that have firsthand experience about whatever topic, whatever conversation they're talking about. His latest show was called Finish Strong, which was pretty relevant because we are at the end of the year. And this is just motivation for you to finish strong so you can start first. I just made that up. I don't know if it makes sense. But if you finish strong as a person... No, well, I guess I should say this. His last show was called Finish Strong. Because I find that in most things that most people do, when they start the thing, they start it with so much passion. And as time goes on, it starts wearing off. And they start putting in less effort in whatever you're doing. So I think if you're just consistent in whatever you're doing, just keep everything going and apply the very same energy you did from in the beginning up until the end, you will move mountains. But a very, very moving topic that Loiso did have on the show, which is still a bit controversial, and he labeled this episode, "We Love Gays." Do we? Oh, yes, we do. It's 2015. I mean... even a dog could be a cat if it wanted to. Do you know what I mean? It's like in this day and age, we are not limited by anything except for our thoughts. If you think you're limited by people and what they think, don't let them. Now, a really interesting thing happened in this episode. We had a lady. Look, for every episode I talk about, I can just tell you the name of the episode, then you can just listen to the rest of it on your own. But I'll just be taking out a few snippets, a few moments that I thought we could relive here on the show. And I remember this was a hectic show. We had a lesbian on the show. And, well, she was not... it turned out that she wasn't really lesbian because the lesbianism got prayed away. The gay was prayed away. And I know this is a conversation that really, really upset a few of our listeners, even our presenters who are gay. Yay! I don't know if we should still refer to them as gay. Should we just call them people? Because people are people at the end of the day. And the beauty of it, at the end of the day, I think, is the ability to make choices and just live the best life you want by making the decisions that you think are right for you. You may not know if it's really right, because who knows what's really right and wrong at the end of the day, you know? But I think it's really about the feeling. What kind of feeling do you get? Do you feel liberated, or do you still feel that, do you have a guilty conscience? That's where you should have a look at it. But back to the episode, this lady basically said...
Yeah, well, since I can remember from childhood, I was struggling with same-sex attraction and, denying it in myself. Mm-hmm. And I got married, and I was married for 20 years. I have two beautiful daughters.
Wow.
And about a year before I left my husband, I met a woman, and, well, I fell into it. And I left my husband actually because of that. And then for 6 years, I lived homosexuality. I lived it openly for about 2 years before I came to God. And then just one evening, while I was like in really sick of depression and all this bad stuff, God was speaking to me, and He was telling me, "This is the end now. You'll have to stop this."
You say that you knew about this from when you were a child, but obviously trying to run away from it.
Yes.
Do you think? Because I had a lot of questions that I said I was going to ask you today, but this one has just popped into my head. Would you say that people are born gay?
I think definitely not born gay in the sense of that God made them that way. You must take into consideration bloodlines that the Bible speak of. So, it can come down in bloodlines, but definitely physically born gay, no, definitely not.
Mm. And would you say that, because I think it's good that you probably established this first. Would you say that homosexuality is a sin?
Definitely.
Why?
Because the Bible says so.
fair answer. Fair answer. So for the journey that you've now sort of been going through, would you say that you are ex? Ex-homosexual, are you recovering or are you still, and you feel like it's going to be something that's going to be with you forever?
Yeah, you know, I never talk about myself as ex-homosexual because that is for me just again another label. I don't like labeling people. I don't like labeling myself. I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a born-again believer in God. That means that what is in the past is in the past.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in your language, definitely ex-gay, definitely totally healed.
Totally healed.
Yes.
And so you feel like, I mean, you feel that that is a possibility for anyone out there who then comes to Christ.
Yes, not a possibility. It's definitely a given. You can be healed from homosexuality.
And what process did you go through to get healed?
I went to see a pastor at my local church. And he referred me to a woman that worked in deliverance.
Yeah.
And I went through almost 2 days. It was very dramatic for me. 2 sessions of deliverance where I've been set free from a lot of bondages and demonic attacks, mm-hmm. Demonic bondages, demons.
Yeah.
I was set free and delivered, and after that, I was clean, and I could start my walk with God.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Wow, 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 wow. Even now, when I pay that moment, it still gives me goosebumps. I mean, the nerve of Antoinette. Well, can I even say the nerve of Antoinette? Because she's got her testimony. She went through this, and now she's, inverted commas, been healed. You know, they prayed the gay away. great stuff. Great conversations we have here on Cliff Central. Really out of the box stuff. And the weird thing is sometimes our lineup can just sometimes, it's what you wouldn't expect. Because what comes after the open book with Loiso is the Unview, which is hosted by two gay people, you know, Alan Ford and Somkaka, also known as Somizi. Yes, Mr. Somizi Mhlongo. He's part of the family too. Yeah, I told you, Cliff Central is really the place to be. And naturally, you would expect that this would really upset anyone, you know, if you are part of the community or not. Because simply what this lady is saying is that
based on her experiences as a human being, what other people are living is a lie. You know, whatever happened to us having our own unique experiences and being human and just being, and not trying to subject whatever experiences you have or opinions you have onto others. And worst part is looking down on them and thinking that they are filthy. I know Alan was really, really upset by this. And he just couldn't wait till Sumizi came into the studio and they could just talk about this. Ha! Antoinette was very lucky that she left the studio before Sumizi was here, because he was running late on this episode. But this is what Alan and Som Gaga, Som Gigi, or Som Gay Gay had to say, hey. Check it out.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Can I just... there is a fundamental question I'd need to ask you regarding the previous show. And there's a lot of messages coming through here, by the way. Zabeko. So, the previous show, very quickly, Sumizi, because I know that you were traveling and that you were listening to a part of it, but I know you were doing some business on the telephone, was a lady that came in to discuss that she's no longer gay and she found God. And then she was converted from her homosexual needs. Okay. I was quite confused. It means that we can really go and save gay people. I don't know what the whole story is, but you know, let's go with it. Here's the question. So he's a guy interested in guys. You're a guy interested in guys. At least you all want to go to church, even if it's different churches. The first question Rebecca asks here, are all gay people going to hell? So Mizi, will you answer, please?
No, all sinners, if there's hell, they're going to hell. If there's heaven, they're going to heaven.
Sins.
So our imagination or description of heaven and hell is different from one person to another. So what's the point of telling someone they're going to hell if they don't even believe there's hell? Or what's the point of telling someone that they're going to heaven if they don't believe there's heaven?
Here's another comment from another WhatsApp person. I don't know if you guys heard the ex-lesbian on the last show, but she says her biggest fear during those dark days was contracting gay cancer, known as AIDS. Here's the question. Charlie Sheen, by the way, is not gay. This week he came.
Okay, this woman, I'm glad I didn't meet her. I was going to clap her. Clap her.
You would have clapped the white fat right off her.
No, I would have clapped the white fat psychedelia brains out of her. Because she needs a traditional healer. She's not okay upstairs. She's sick. Number one,
you can't say this.
Yeah, she's sick. She was married for
gay cancer.
She was married.
She was for the fact that she can say HIV is gay cancer. I want to tell you, go screw yourself. Take a vibrator, put it in. But actually, don't take a vibrator. We need to have gherkins. So use a cucumber, and then when it comes out, it's a gherkin. You're bloody.
But interesting thought pattern, because if that's what you're thinking, I mean, Charlie Sheen straight as an arrow, and this week, after 4 years, he's now admitting.
But to show that she's been confused, she's been having a penis for 20 years, and then she decides to be lesbian.
And
then after that, she's gone back. It's because the vagina was never lesbian. She's always, she was just frustrated from that man. That's it. So she was just itching. Now she's itching back for penis.
I mean, here's the question.
This woman's driving me crazy. Let's leave her.
Let's leave this whole discussion. But I do want to make an interesting statement, because the question was, and Luis asked the question, are people born gay? And were we born gay?
Yes.
And I think as two gay men,
yes,
we should respond to that.
Yes, okay. I was born gay, but the only sometimes I get confused, when do, especially the feminine gays, when do they start being feminine? Because if you're born gay, you're supposed to be like feminine from... Mama, I'm not gonna suck that titty. What's daddy? I want to sit on daddy's lap. When does it start? Like, woo, girl, come on, girl. When does it start? We were all born gay. I'm just making a stupid joke.
Yeah, but people are born gay. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two is that because it's
no.
What
I think I think people become gay.
No, you wouldn't know because
you don't know.
You wouldn't know. Because
this woman talks,
you wouldn't know. Just because you once in a while you might have an urge to kiss a guy doesn't mean you are gay or everyone is like that. You are straight. You're just being experimental. That's it. But there are people who are born gay, 100% gay.
Because you're born 100% straight.
You're either born, but also don't confuse it with bisexuality.
Okay. 100%. Yeah. But anyway, I just thought the discussion...
Shut up, Duncan.
Should be...
Were you born black?
Yeah. No. Born brown. What he was born.
Born brown.
Born dumb. That's what he was born. Duncan, turn yourself off.
You were born fat.
Oh, shut up. I promise you.
Woo!
I know Lebanese people. And I know Ivan Khoza, you black. Look at his fat.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You know what? Madness. Absolute madness. Trust me, believe me when I say this. You never want to get, you never want a gay on the wrong side of two gays. You never want to get on the wrong side of two gays, especially Alan and Sumizi. I'm so glad that the lady was out of the studio before Sumizi got here, because he really, really, really got wild up as soon as Alan updated him on the conversations we had on the last show. It was real madness. But the audacity of that lady to say all those things, it's madness. It's absurd. You know what? It's really a tough one. Send me a message. Let me know how can we coexist happily, you know, and just look past all the, look past race, gender, age, everything that's just of a separate, everything that's just from a separatist mentality, you know, separating humans from humans. Because at the end of the day, man, we are alive and we should be glad to be here on planet Earth. So you know what I say? Good luck to Antoinette. And I think Sumizi and Alan handled that very well. Be gay. Be happy. Be you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Remember, this is the best of Cliff Central. Counting down, well, reliving some of the moments, some of the great conversations, some of the great Cliff Central conversations that we had this year. I mean, the content is getting better, man. And the people are telling us more. We are digging deeper. Where is this all going? What are we trying to uncover here at Cliff Central? You know, at the end of the day, we just want to be your friend, man. We just want to be your go-to guy, your go-to site for the best in international and local, out-of-the-box, outrageous, whatever you want. Just go on our website. There is something, I can guarantee you, there is something for you, not just you, but a friend as well. And your friend's cousin. And of course, we've also had a few embarrassing, well, we've had a lot of embarrassing moments here on Cliff Central. And I just want to play you this. This person needs no introduction. You can also catch him on a Friday between 9 and 10 doing Untapped Talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Liver Lips, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
I paid good money for these, so just all you want. Go nice. Ahead.
Let us hear your impersonation.
Do you believe in love after love?
Okay, that was awful.
That was good. No, okay. let's be honest. Yeah.
He's okay. Looking behind right. Him ready. For support. There's none. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
What's next?
Shakira.
Okay. I'm running out and my hips don't lie, son to belly bear. That was good, right? Okay. I'm ready. I'm on
okay.
A roll.
Okay,
right?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, what are we doing?
We're doing Celine Dion.
Oh, this is the big one. I have to get into the zone.
Okay.
Mama.
Okay.
So now I come to you with open arms.
What?
See?
What? I can do Aaron Neville.
Who's Aaron Neville? Dun,
man, dun, you're too dun, young.
Oh. Okay, do it.
I don't know how much.
All right.
I don't know how I love you. And that may be all I need to know. Do you hear the sound of the vinyl behind me?
I was like, what's going on with my headphones? Meantime, that was Cyber on the beatbox. Right.
Basically, that was a classic.
Oh, thank you. Nice.
Okay. Between CI and I, who won?
Who's the winner?
Yeah, man. You guys should do a duet.
No.
One love. Okay. One love.
Okay, fine. Okay. We'll do a duet later tonight.
No.
I'm the top, you the bottom.
No, one more duet. One duet. Quickly.
Okay, what song can we go for?
Which one? Anything.
Mariah Carey.
I Believe I Can Fly. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
Okay. Wait.
Three.
Where are we going?
You pick it up on the chorus.
Okay.
I believe I can lie. Just spread your legs and I'll lie away.
No, I wasn't.
I see me coming through your open pores.
Hey!
I believe I can lie.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, man. Isn't that just great? I think some people just know how to live life. I mean, this person has absolutely no care in the world about what the next person thinks or says about them. You know, it's very encouraging, you know, just live life. I think that's the theme of the show. Just live life and let it go. I don't know a lot of people who can just do that. And honestly, I don't know a lot of people who can actually attempt to do that and think that they were doing a really good job, because that was really funny. But the sad thing is, Sia thought that he was really I don't get it. I think he's totally delusional sometimes, but it's good. It works for him. It keeps a smile on his face, and I know he makes the people around him very happy. Isn't he just great? Sia Sangweni Finn, everybody. Yay! And if you're still into the wacky, crazy, and outrageous, and downright absurd, you must know. I mean, I'm sure you have listened to TG Squared with none other than Trevor Kumbi.
This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up on 0861? Man, I don't want to read this number out anymore.
Sorry. Okay, that was a good Trevor.
What an asshole.
It's not my fault you talk through your nose.
I don't speak through my nose.
Well, no, that's just that your nasal cavities have been eroded.
From my early years of cocaine abuse, I've got a deviated septum.
Yeah, you and everyone else in Four Ways. Okay, listen.
The Four Ways Mafia, Cesar Domo, Anele, Trevor Noah, and...
No, those are all the cleanest motherfuckers in the business. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Whatever. CliffCentral.com. Okay, call us 0861-555-189 if you would like to know what happened at Trevor's anniversary party yesterday that I didn't make it to because I was waiting for a couch and I had to take a friend to the airport and I was moving house. I had lots to do, Trevor. Yeah. I'm a real person with things, okay? Tweet us at CliffCentral.com. Fuck off. Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat ID, Cliff Central. And to send a message on WeChat, this is what you do. Tap connect, then MSG, not like as in monosodium glutamate, but like message to show. Thanks, geniuses. Get involved.
But if one MSG. Puts MSG on their,
no,
on their junk.
I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. If I put it on my cock.
Has that ever happened to you? Where you've had like Nutty Professor penis?
No, I've put cocaine on my cock.
And how did it feel?
The tip went numb.
I can just imagine a crazy Trevor Gumby going, what does this button do? Anyway.
You were there, weren't you?
No.
Carry on. He was
some other white person. Anyway, yeah. So what I was, I wanted
I've
to tell
so
you guys.
So many white chicks on cocaine.
You're lucky, man.
You guys are disgusting. Okay. Listen to me.
Trevor Gumby.
OMG.
He went to Bryson High. No, I'm talking about fucking white girls.
Oh my God.
Trevor Gumby. Sigh. What a guy. What a legend. What a trooper. What a dream come true. You know, I think when whoever woke up and thought about Cliff Central, you know, the initial idea that I'm going to do something that's going to be unscripted and radio,
Trevor Gumbi is Unradio. He is unscripted. He is uncensored. He is the dirtiest. He has the dirtiest mouth I have ever come across. And it's very contagious, you know. He is contagious. I now suffer from Trevor Gumbi syndrome. I feel like I'm a very dirty guy these days, you know. But now, going into the new year, I'm trying to reposition myself, you know, trying to refine my brand. Because there's no one else who can do it like Trevor Gumbi, you know. And many have tried, and many will fail. If you want to tune into the show has now moved to a Monday 9 to 10, you know. Monday mayhem with Trevor Gumbi and Nina Hasty. Ah, just that name alone, Nina Hasty. There's a lot of things her and I have done, but obviously she will deny on air because of her reputation. But her and I know, man. Her and I know. But don't tell her I said that.
Shut up, Duncan. Nobody wants to be with you. You fat, but I love black dick.
That's my impersonation of Nina Hasty and Trevor Gumbi. Their show is on a Monday. It's absolute madness. If you haven't heard of this show, or if you haven't listened to this show, where have you been? But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's not something that you want to listen to with your elders. The thing about Nina and Trevor is that they're completely two different people. But I know that they kind of worked their way into the industry together, and so they know each other in and out. You know, they know the weirdest stories about each other. Let's just listen back to this moment. I think it's not one of the best moments from TG Squared as a show, but it's one I think we could relive. But remember, you can always feel free just to go to cliffcentral.com. on the search bar and just search Trevor Gumbi or TG Squared, whatever you want. Just search for it in our task bar, in our search bar, and you will find it. I guarantee.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Is it true that you've got more than one vocal cords, like a set of vocal cords? Is that why you can do stuff like that?
Yeah,
you know, is it?
Beatboxing is magic.
No, man.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
This is how I go down on girls. You get into every nook and cranny that way.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's the bass.
Can I do a rap? Yeah. I've got an old rap that I wrote when I was trying to be a rapper.
Hold on. You're gonna rap.
Yeah.
And
Cyber's gonna. Okay. A bit faster. Okay. What? 15-inch ruler, dictator, hater, back to the classical ruler, expel drug user, don't come confuser, do what a chooser, don't follow no loser, boozer, cruiser, step to me wrong, but bruise ya. Facilitate, I'll give you hate. Detention sessions, worthless lessons, to pick mess on misconceptions, hot cup directions, and lessons upon collections. What I'm saying is true, fuck you, fuck your family, and your entourage too.
Boom! Come on!
What?
Cyber is a natural talent. You, Nina, your love for everything black. You can even rap as well. That is amazing. The only black thing you don't have is AIDS.
Well, we'll have to see at the end of the month.
That is just a taste of what happens here on a Monday. Monday Mayhem is what the show is going to be known as we move forward. It might be get changed again. I don't know. Who knows, man? But anyway, that is brilliant. But I will have to say this. You know, the story of Nina Hasty is amazing. She's a genius. I think that's the moment where I realized, you know what? We are in the presence of greatness. She has worked on her craft and she has mastered her craft. Know your strengths is what I've learned from Nina. Oh man, I'm having such a good time here. It's really been a beautiful year and great year, informative year of content here on The Cliff. And the content is just getting better and better and better. That's it for the day. It's been great. I wish we could just do this usually, man, and just connect. Because we now friends, you know. You know me, I know you. You know what I like, I know what you like. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a nice life. You know what? Let's take this tune. This tune has been blazing on our Cliff Central playlist. It's been amazing. Plus, I think it's more of like a summer jam. You know? Check this out.
Reporting live from the Empire. Jamal, let's show them how to get off the chain, off the glass, off the flip, off the rib. Let's ride.
This is CliffCentral.com.